Okay, Sarah, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. So let's go on with the interview.
All right.
So once again, I want to welcome everyone back to CKLU. This is the Learning Clinic, coming to you from Laurentian University. And this afternoon, we are going to be doing a number of live interviews with a couple of students who are taking part in a very special event just outside the library. We have Sarah Williams, who is on the line right now. Sarah, how are you doing?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing great. We're having a really good time over here.
So, Sarah, just remind everyone, tell us what you're doing this week. And actually, you started on Thursday, so you've been doing it for a few days. But tell us what this is all about.
Yeah, well, we're on our fifth day right now, and Hannah and I have pledged to live in the library for 24/7 for 7 days. We want to raise awareness about a fundraiser that we're doing, which is to build 6 school libraries in rural India. We have made so far, we've had so many people donate to us, and everyone's donated $3,500 to date.
$3,500 to date, and your target was $4,000, wasn't it?
Yes, our target is $4,000, so we're going to be here until Thursday morning, and we have a whole bunch of raffles going on at the table right now, a bunch of different stuff that we're giving away for a donation, and we're hoping to make that $500 difference for the next 3 days.
Wow.
And maybe even go over. That would be great.
Well, I guess so. In three more days, and you've got a number of prizes. I know I was walking by and saw you've got a whole table full of prizes there, and lots of neat things for people to get a raffle on. What's it been like over the weekend?
It's been really fun, but also really tiring. We spend all the day outside. We are in front of the library during the library's open hours, and when it closes, we take everything inside, including our tent, and put it inside the library for security reasons so that we're safe and protected while we sleep in the library at night. It's interesting. There are lights in the library that never go off, and then there are the sensor lights that are off, and then when you walk through, they go on. So we've had some pretty bright nights these past couple of days.
Must be good for generating some nightmares, too.
Yes, there are strange sounds that we're not familiar with. We found out there's a furnace that goes off during the night, and the first night we were sleeping in the Brenda Wallace for some darkness, right? We heard the loudest and the most awkward sound that we've never heard before, and it was vibrating the walls. We're like, oh my gosh, what is this? And Hannah and I, with our imagination, came up with a multitude of explanations for what we were hearing. And then eventually we just cowered under our covers after going and exploring around for a bit, looking through doors and like peeking into windows. And the next day we found out it was the furnace, which was really nice to know. Because your imagination can run away with you sometimes, especially when you're two girls who are sort of sleep-deprived and are having a lot of fun with each other.
And it is very quiet in there during the course of the evening, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no noise, so as soon as something comes, you're like, oh, well, what is that? There's actually this really funny moment. I was in the staff lounge cooking some dinner, and I was singing Bohemian Rhapsody. Hannah had gone downstairs to grab some stuff. She came back up, and earlier that day, we'd been talking about the library being haunted with a couple of people who had come and donated. So Hannah comes upstairs, and she heard me singing part of Bohemian Rhapsody, and she thought she heard me saying, oh, I'm a ghost, right? And so she's like, huh, Sarah's going to try to scare me. Well, I'm not going to fall for this. I'm just going to sit out here and wait for her to come outside. So I'm in the staff lounge singing Bohemian Rhapsody, and then I'm done getting my meal, so I go out and I leave the staff lounge, and there's Hannah sitting there. She's like, ah, I knew you were trying to scare me, and I was like, what? She's like, what were you doing in there? And I said, I was singing Bohemian Rhapsody, and it was just really, really funny. Really, really fun, the different things that we've come up with and the different sort of scenarios we've been put in.
I imagine you're going to have a lot to write about when you're finished with this one.
Yeah, we actually have an ongoing blog right now that can be reached at laurentian.ca.
Laurentian.ca?
Yep. Okay. You just go to the left side of the homepage and click Living for Literacy, and there's a link to our blog and a live feed of our station where we're selling the raffle tickets.
Live feed. Is that the webcam?
Yep. It's just a video transmission of what's going on in front of the library during the day.
Okay. So, what can, what can people expect when they go down to the library if they go down there this afternoon?
Oh, they can expect a lot of blue, because there are a bunch of us over here dressed in our Living for Literacy t-shirts, and a lot of sound. We're talking, and we're laughing, and we're pretty giddy, and we've got a lot of aesthetic look to what we've got going on down here. We put up some pretty posters, and we have all the gift baskets, which just look very nice, which I'd like to thank Angèle for, because she put them together, one of our committee members. She did a really great job.
Okay, and Angèle, I guess you should tell us a little bit about Angèle, because we're using her phone, aren't we?
Yeah, I guess we are. She is the younger sister of Julie, who was the camper 2 years ago, the first time Laurentian did the Living for Literacy. And she's one of the active committee members that have been helping us out throughout this entire process, the before work, the during work, and the after work as well. She's going to be a part of.
So she's been there quite a few hours herself.
Yep, she's been here since, I think 9 this morning, and she's still here right now.
That's great. So the 15 members of the Dream Team, I guess, are taking turns helping out or coming around?
Yeah, they come by, they sit and man the table while Hannah and I need to go to class, or if we just need a break and a little bit of silence, we can go into the library and do some homework, have a little bit of downtime. There's so much that goes on here. We're up from 8:30 until midnight in front of the library during the day, so we do a lot of conversation. We don't have a lot of time to get our homework done, which is still something that needs to be done, unfortunately.
You don't have a lot of time to do your homework?
Not during the day when we're doing the raffles and when we're talking to people. That's the greatest thing about this. We may not have time to do our homework, but the reason for that is because we have so many interested parties that want to hear about what we're doing. They want us to talk to them, and they want to share their stories with us about things that they've done.
Wow. No, it sounds like it's really great. Tell us, we're going to talk to Hannah next time we make a call, but tell us a little bit about the Dream, the Discover the Reality of Educating All Minds. That's the name of the local chapter, right?
Yep, the Canadian chapter. Dream is a subsidy of Living for Literacy. Living for Literacy is actually an American organization. Queen's University heard about it, so some people wanted to say, We want to be a part of this. We want to organize this here in Canada. We want to be a part of what Room to Read is doing across the ocean and around the world. So they created Dream, Discover the Reality of Educating All Minds, and they have Living for Literacy for university students to participate in helping promote education. And they also have another fundraiser that they do, which involves elementary school students. So they get students on both levels, which is really, really neat.
So the Living for Literacy is going on, my understanding is at about 10 different universities right now?
Yeah, we have 10 campuses participating. Two are from U of T, and they're all across Canada. We have them from British Columbia and Newfoundland and Labrador, from east to west. It's actually quite incredible. You can go to the Living for Literacy website, go under events, and every campus has a live feed of their campers, so you can see what they're up to and the sort of setup that they've got on display. And we all are blogging, too. We all have a connected blog, so you can read what their thoughts and feelings are as well. And it's really fun for Hannah and I, as campers, to see the other campers and hear and read about what they're doing and what they're feeling.
I can imagine, because you're all doing it at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really great. We're all going to finish around the same time. We finish Thursday. Living here, we finish Thursday at 8:30 because on the 27th, we began at 8:30 a.m. on a Thursday. So it's 7 days round the clock until we get back to the spot where we started.
Good. So Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning.
Yep. And for anyone who wants to come by and get raffles, we're going to be doing the draws Thursday. We don't have a time picked out yet, but it will be in the afternoon, and we're going to put up a sign with all the raffles that lets everyone know.
That sounds really great. So we're going to be talking to you and Hannah, and who knows, possibly even Angel, if you can get her on the phone, several times during the show. Again, this is the Learning Clinic. We're on from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We're also looking forward next Monday to having both you and Hannah in the studio, along with anyone else from your dream team that would like to join us, and just to kind of talk about the event after the fact and get your reflections and your thoughts and feelings on the whole event, but also the cause, because it is a very important cause. And I know that both you and Hannah are in your second year of university, and it won't be long before you're out in the community and making your way along your path of life, and then hopefully this will be something that you'll continue with, and who knows where it'll go.
Yeah, this is a great stepping stone.
Yeah, so that's great. So I want to thank you for being there, and we will give you a call probably in about another 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll talk to Hannah this time, get her initial thoughts, and we'll be reminding students and listeners that if they have a chance to drop by the Laurentian University Library, just outside the, it's called the J.N. Demera Library?
Yeah, Demera. It's a French, and I'm not actually quite sure how to pronounce it, so for anyone who's French, my apologies, but we call it the J.N. Demera.
Yeah, and it is, it's Laurentian University's main library, so
yep.
You can't miss it.
No.
So again,
right by the classroom building.
Right by the classroom building. Okay, so thank you, Sarah Williams.
Yeah.
We will be giving you a call probably in the next, the next 15 minutes, around quarter to two, and we'll be talking to Hannah. Should we use the same number, or should I try your phone next time?
Give my phone a call next time.
Okay, we'll see if it's charged up.
Yeah, I think Angel's going to leave for work soon, so
okay. She'll
need her cell phone.
Okay, we'll let her have her cell phone. Okay, so thank you, and we'll be talking to you in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Bob.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was Sarah Williams we were talking to, who is camping with a friend of hers, Hannah Thompson, just outside the J.N. Demera Library, Laurentian University's main library on campus here, and they're raising money for a special project called Live In for Literacy. It's money that is being raised to help fund and promote libraries in India. They're looking at constructing 6 libraries in India. They're doing this project along with a total of 10 different campuses, 10 different universities in Canada. Their goal is to raise $27,000 from all 10 participating universities, and what was really nice to hear is that we know that Laurentian's target was $4,000, and to date they've already raised $3,500. So in the next 3 days, between now and Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m., all they have to do is raise another $500, and they're going to hit their target. So it looks as if Laurentian is definitely going to push that envelope and go well beyond the $4,000 they were hoping to raise, and the more they raise, the more they're going to be able to do for those schools in India, the libraries that they're trying to outfit in India. So again, if you have some time, walk over to the library at Laurentian University and talk to the girls. Talk to Hannah and Sarah. Find out how they're doing and get in on one of the raffles that they've got going. And you have a chance to win some excellent prizes, and you'll be able to help them achieve their target of raising $4,000 by the end of the 7 days on Thursday morning. So again, this is the Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM. Wishing you a great afternoon, and stay tuned to CKLU. Listen to a little bit of music, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes.